USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment remains low, with inflation being a top concern for consumers. That's according to a report from the University of Michigan. Although the final reading for July edged up slightly from its all-time low in June, it's still the second lowest reading on record. This as the Fed is hiking interest rates and we're technically now in a recession. Kentucky's governor says the death toll from flooding is now up to 16. Hindman Mayor Tracy Neese describes the damage.
I've lived here for 56 years, and this is the largest water I've ever seen in the city of Hindman.
Governor Beshear saying he believes more people have died in the storm as well. Homes were washed away, and floodwaters also took out roads and bridges. President Biden with nothing on his public schedule Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Senate Democrats announced plans to move forward with a bill aimed at fighting climate change and inflation. The bill would invest more than $400 billion into the economy over 10 years and, according to Democrats, be paid for by rich corporations. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Scott Fitzgerald tells Fox and Friends First that the bill would only cause more damage to the U.S. economy.
If you talk to employers right now, they're looking for workers. They're looking for anybody that will even do on-the-job training when it comes to truck drivers or certainly light manufacturing, whatever it might be. I mean, it just doesn't match up.
A trial putting Elon Musk against Twitter will begin on October 17th. That's according to a judge ruling the trial will take place in a Delaware Chancery court. It's set to end later that week. The trial comes after Twitter sued Musk in an attempt to make him follow through on his bid to buy the company. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Some folks are taking an optimistic tone when it comes to the release of Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan from Russia.
A former Marine from Texas who served nearly 3 years in a Russian prison before he was freed in a prison swap this spring stated that he is, quote, cautiously optimistic that a similar deal can be worked out in the cases of 2 other Americans currently detained in Russia.
If the Russians are, you know, not idiots, then I think that they will accept that deal. And I would be optimistic. I would be cautiously optimistic, but I would be optimistic.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced this week that the U.S. has offered Russia a proposal to bring WNBA star Brittany Griner and former Marine Paul Whelan home. The White House would not confirm details of the proposal. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Hershey's is warning it'll have a shortage of Halloween and Christmas candy this year. The candy company saying global supply chain issues and the war in Ukraine have made it difficult to get all the ingredients, including cocoa. Halloween usually makes up about 10% of the company's annual sales. Customers can expect to pay more for candy because of overall inflation. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.